Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 2nd of August, 2013. Today is the anniversary of the official signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. It was introduced as a resolution by Richard Henry Lee, a delegate from Virginia, on June 7th of that year, the resolution reading that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. 24 original copies of the Declaration of Independence are known to exist. Two are kept in the Library of Congress, one of them Washington's personal copy. It's the birthday of writer James Baldwin, born in Harlem Hospital in New York in 1924, oldest of a family of nine children. Spent much of his childhood with a baby in one hand and a book in the other, taking care of his siblings. And he read and reread Uncle Tom's Cabin and A Tale of Two Cities. Baldwin was accepted into a prestigious, mostly white high school, and while he was encouraged by the intellectual atmosphere of the school, he realized he would never have the same opportunities as his classmates. After graduation, Baldwin took a job working on a construction project for the Army. He experienced racism on the job, was fired several times for insubordination. He decided that his only chance at a better life would be to leave his family and become a writer. He moved to Greenwich Village, supported himself as a dishwasher, had some success with book reviews, but finally he used the money that he had to buy a ticket to Paris. He arrived there with $50 in his pocket. A few days after he arrived, he was locked out of his hotel room for lack of payment. He sold his clothes and his typewriter to survive and then was falsely arrested for stealing a bedsheet and thrown into a French prison. Baldwin said at the time, "It seemed to me that my flight from home was the cruelest trick I had ever played on myself, since it had led me here, down to a lower point than any I could ever in my life have imagined, lower far than anything I had seen in that Harlem which I had so hated and so loved." After he got out of prison, Baldwin had almost given up on the novel he'd been writing for years, but a friend set him up in a cottage in the French countryside. Writing in almost total isolation, Baldwin was able to finish the novel in a few months. It came out in 1953 as Go Tell It on the Mountain, a big success. Baldwin went on to become one of the most renowned writers of his generation. And here's a poem by Robin Robertson entitled Siesta, after Montale. You lie through midday in the shade of a sun-baked garden wall, pale, absorbed by the crackle of blackbirds, the rustle of snakes in the dry sticks and thorns. You try to decipher the red lines of ants that scrawl through the climbing plants, down through the ruts of the scorched ground, to break and braid and break again over the tops of their little mounds. You might see through the leaves the distant pulse of the sea, the distinct green scales of the waves, while the churning of cicadas rises, chiding and fricative, up from the empty heights. And then you will walk, sun-blinded, into the slow and bitter understanding that all this life and all its heartsick wonder is just the following of a wall ridged with bright shards of broken glass. Siesta, a poem by Robin Robertson from his collection Swithering, published by Harcourt, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us here next time on the Writer's Almanac.